Yeah, 我们刚刚过完圣诞节。
We just have our Christmas together.
Yeah, 圣诞节就是庆祝道成肉身。
And Christmas is the celebration of Jesus' birth.
主耶稣把光从天上带下来。
And Jesus bring the light from heaven.
可能有好多家庭现在还在圣诞节的节日气氛当中。
So many family probably still experience the Christmas spirit.
我们知道，有很多家庭现在还在外面度假。
And many family probably still have vacation.
过几天就要到2020年了。
In couple day, 2020 is coming.
2020年，在我原来的想象中是非常遥远。
Probably a long time ago, we think 2020 is very far away.
但是过几天，我们就要到2020年。
But in couple of days, 2020 is coming.
今天也是最后一个主日。
And today is also the last Sunday of the year.
我也在神面前祷告，应该跟大家分享一些什么。
And so I have a praying from Luan and asking what should I share with everybody today.
我觉得最重要的还是唯独耶稣。
And I think the most important is Jesus only.
有一个传道人啊，他讲过，圣经是从天上的神写给地上人的一本书。
So the one of the pastors say that Bible is the book that the, God write to people on earth.
天上的旨意，天上的奥秘，全在这本书中。
The will and the secret of heaven is all in this book.
这本书有66卷。
And there are 66 chapter books in this Bible.
这个传道人说，如果把这本圣经合起来，你用六个字把它高度概括，你应该用哪六个字？
So the pastor asked if you're going to describe the Bible in six words, what six words would you choose?
有时候我们传福音时间只有几秒钟。
Sometimes when we share gospel there's only a couple of seconds.
有时候我们传福音环境不让我们有一个很正常的传福音的机会，你怎么办？
And sometimes there's a very short time allow us to share the gospel.
他讲六字就是信耶稣得永生。
And he said the six words, believe in Jesus, you have forever life.
船长你已经知道了对吧？信耶稣得永生。
Believe in Jesus, you have forever life.
高度概括了这本圣经。
And it's covered the basic of the Bible.
那么圣经中有好几千节经文。
And there are thousands of chapters and verses in Bible.
如果你我要选一节经文，这个经文相对来说能够概括圣经比较主要的意思，你选哪一节？
So there's many verses in the Bible. Which verse would you choose that will cover the overall of the Bible?
你选哪一节？
Which chapter?
啊？啊，听不清楚啊。很多人啊，包括很多传道人都说《约翰福音》三章十六节。
And many people will say John chapter 3:13.
我们一起背一下，好吧？来，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。我最近我最近准备这篇讲稿，在反复的读这段经文。
So when I prepare for this sermon I have to repeat this verse over and over again.
我发觉这段经文确实高度的概括了神心中的。
And I think that this verse have covered most what God's will.
我们知道圣经中每一句话都很重要。
We know that every word in the Bible is very important.
约翰福音三章十六节，把神 对于这个世界，对于基督徒以及他们的结局都高度概括。
So John chapter 3:16 have covered what Christian is, what a Christian life is, and the ending is all covered.
所以我今天呢，就想把这段经文分成四个部分跟大家一起分享。
So today I'm going to share about this verse and break it in four parts.
我上一次讲了耶稣如何传福音，那段经文也跟大家一起分享。
So last time I have shared how Jesus shared the gospel.
这段经文看起来好像非常熟悉，大家都可以背。
And this verse seems like very familiar. Everybody know how to say it.
但你仔细的读，可以看到神的心意，看到神的计划，甚至看到神的奥秘。
But if you read it very carefully, you will know God's plan and God's secret.
第一个部分，也就是第一句话，就是神爱世人。
The first part is God so loved the world.
不是说神爱好人。
It doesn't say that God only loved good people.
或者说神特别爱犯罪的人。
Or it didn't say that God loved people who sin.
或者说神爱信他的人。
Or it didn't say God only loved people who believe in him.
这里非常清楚，神爱世人。
Over here it says very clearly, God loved the world.
神爱所有的人。
God loves everybody.
这个要特别的清楚。
And this we must be very clear about it.
我们看一段经文，就是马太福音5:45，神下来自己告诉人。
So we'll look at Matthew 5:45.
我们一起读好吧，来。因为神叫日头照海人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous.
我们知道，阳光、雨水、空气、生命、动物、植物都是神创造的。
We know the air, earth, water, animal, life is all created by God.
所有这些，他要供应人。
So everything he creates is provided for people.
不管你是好还是坏。
No matter you are good people or bad people.
我们华盛顿州雨水比较多，是不是我们华盛顿州好人特别多？
Washington have a lot of rain. Does that mean that we have a lot more people?
或拉斯维加斯很少有雨，是不是那边不好人特别多？
How about Las Vegas? We have less rain. Does that mean less good people there?
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
他给我们阳光、雨水、空气、动物、植物、生命。
He gave us the sun, air, water, life.
天蓝草绿、鸟语花香，我们都看到神的爱。
From everything we see in the environment, we see God's love.
我们有首歌，老歌，就叫《这是天父世界》。
And there's an old song we sing that this is the world that God has created.
世界虽然充满着罪恶，但是神照样作王掌权。
Even though the world is full of evil, God still shares his light.
撒旦控制了这个世界上的思潮、哲学、人的思想。
Satan have controlled the world's philosophy and thinking.
但是天然草绿鸟语花香阳光雨水空气都是神爱世人的表现。
But the air, the light, the everything in the environment is the reflection of God's love to the world.
第一个就是神爱世人，爱是神的本性。
So the first one is God loved the world. Love is the nature of God.
Nature, 对。神有好多属性 attribute.
There are many attributes of God.
神有公义、圣洁、良善。
And there's many attributes including righteousness, grace, truth.
但是爱 神的本性。
But love is the main attribute.
所以神是爱，在约翰福音，约翰一书讲很清楚，神就是爱。
So he said very clearly, God is love.
有人说旧约里面很多是神的公义和圣洁。
And many people say that in the Old Testament it shows a lot of God's righteousness and justice.
新约相对来说是神的恩典和慈爱。
In the New Testament it says more about God's love and grace.
好像有这样的说法。
And there are some people say like that.
我们看在旧约里这段圣经诗篇136篇。耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
In Psalm 136, the Lord is good; His love endures forever.
这诗篇136篇，这句话在这一篇诗篇里面，一篇诗篇里面反复出现了26次。
So the same verse coming in the song about 26 times.
原来我们刚信主的时候啊，我们立志要把圣经读一遍啊，每天读四章圣经，一年365天就可以把一卷圣经读完。
So when I was a new Christian, I tried to read the Bible, and so every day if I read four chapters, one year I can read the whole Bible.
你知道读到这一章的时候啊，特别快。
So when we read this chapter, it's very fast.
因为他在这一章里面反复出现耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存26遍，所以你一下子就把这一章读完了。
Because this chapter have repeated say the Lord is good, His love endures forever for 26 times.
我当时还不理解。
And that time I does not understand.
神的话是一字千金。
And God's word is worth a thousand word.
为什么这句话反复出现26遍，一句一句一句一句连续的出现26遍。
Why this verse coming 26 times continuously?
而且出现在旧约中。
And also it shows in the Old Testament.
以色列人都知道神的本性就是爱。
People of Israel know God's attribute is love.
我们知道我们现在很多人啊都是做父母的。
And we know among us a lot of people are parents.
很多家庭对孩子的教育方面常常有不同。
And many families have a different way of teaching their children.
有的比较严一点，有的比较松一点。
Some is strict, some is more loose.
用我们的话来说，有的比较讲究公义，有的比较讲究恩典。
In our word, probably we'll say some is more righteous, some is more grace.
甚至在一个家庭中，父亲和母亲也有时候有一点差别。
So even in the same family between mom and dad, there are some differences.
我不知道你们家庭怎么样。
I'm not sure about your family.
我的家，我比较宽一点，周边比较严一点。
In my family, I'm the loose one. My wife is the strict one.
你说哪个更有爱？
Which one you say have more love?
你说哪个家庭更有爱？
Which family you think that they have more love?
大家都很清楚，父亲母亲都是为着爱。
Everybody knows, no matter it's mother or father, it's all love, they all love their children.
父亲母亲都要爱这个孩子。
Both mother and father love these children.
所以神爱世人。
So God loved the world.
也包括提醒，也包括管教。
It's including reminder, including teaching.
所以神的本性是爱，神就是爱。
So God's main attribute is love.
在宇宙中，在自然界中，在我们的生活周围，你无时无刻都可以感到这种神的普遍的大爱。
In our daily life in the universe, you can experience the big love from God.
这个就是神说的普世恩典。
And this is what God said, universal grace.
他给所有的人。
and it's for everybody.
一直到世界末日，这个普世恩典，神都在继续不断的给人。
Even to the end of the world, God had provided the universal grace to everybody.
我们知道这个世界越来越堕落。
We know that the falling of the world.
甚至人对自然界的破坏也越来越严重。
Even people destroy the environment God have created.
但是神的这种普世的爱有没有减少？
But it doesn't, does it diminish it, God's universal love?
除了人自己造的孽以外，神的爱一点没有减少。
Even we are seeing we create a damage, but God's love never diminish.
人得罪神，人反对神，神没有因为这样减少他的普世恩典。
Even when God fighting against God, God still didn't diminish His love to everybody.
所以，我们要记住，神就是爱。
So we have to remember God is love.
他的爱给所有的人。
And His love is for everybody.
第二句，他爱到什么程度？
So the second verse.What level of love he have given us?
他爱到他的极致，或者说他爱的极致的表现，他出现了一个动作。
So he have done something extreme for his ultimate love.
他的天然草绿、阳光、雨水、空气还没有表明他爱的极致。
So his creation of grass, air, water have not expressed his extreme love for us.
他爱的最高点就是把他的独生子，也就是说把他自己三位一体的神，他把他自己赐给我们。
The highest demonstration of his love is to give his own son.
他做了一件事情。
He have done something very special.
这件事情无论如何无可推诿，就是。把他的独生爱子赐给了我们。
And that one thing that's most important is to give his own son for us.
所以为什么我们要庆祝圣诞节？
And this is why we celebrate Christmas.
为什么有些国家不允许公开的庆祝圣诞节？
And this is also why some country not allow celebration of Christmas.
因为这件事情太大了。
Because this is a big event.
他从天上赐下了一个礼物。
Because he have given us a gift from heaven.
就是他的独生爱子。
And because his only son.
这个爱子就是生命。
And this son is life.
他赐给了人一个生命。
He have given the people a life.
道成肉身。
From the spirit to the body.
他不是说道成基督教，道成教义，道成恩典，道成真理。他说道成肉身是一个生命。
And he said, what he said is the, from the spirit to the body.
我们知道，神带下来有恩典、真理。圣洁、公义、律法的神权，耶稣下来以后。
And we know when Jesus comes, he bring grace, truth, holiness, righteousness, law, accomplishment.
神赐给我们所有的这些好的东西都在哪里啊？
Where is all this thing coming from?
都在耶稣基督里面。
It all comes from Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣就没有恩典。
When there's no Jesus Christ, there's no grace.
没有耶稣就没有真理。
When there's no Jesus Christ, there's no truth.
没有耶稣，你谈什么公义？
When there's no Jesus Christ, there's no holiness.
没有耶稣，你更谈不上圣洁。
When there's no Jesus Christ, there's no holiness.
没有耶稣，你谈律法，你也成全不了律法。
When there's no Jesus Christ, we can talk about law, but we can't accomplish the law.
所以神的爱 表现到极致，就是他把天上的一个生命赐给了我们。
So the God's ultimate expression of love is to give the life for us.
所有一切神的属性都在这个儿子的生命。
So the all the attribute of God is coming from the Son.
我们知道有时候我们会偏重真理，有时候我们会偏重恩典，有时候我们会偏重律法，我们有时候会偏重公义，偏重圣洁。
We know sometimes we may either lean more toward grace, truth, holiness, righteousness or law.
所以有时候会造成不同的意见，基督教有时候会产生不同的教派。
And because of that, there's a conflict in opinion, and also there are different branches in Christianity.
哎，往前面坐好了啊。神很明确地告诉我们，他赐给我们一个生命。
God has tell us very clearly, He gave us a life.
所有人间最缺乏的美善、真善美，全在耶稣基督里。
So what is lacking in the world, it's all in Jesus Christ.
我跟大家讲个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
也是真的故事。
It's a true story.
在英国，有个很有钱的伯爵。
In England, there is a very rich person.
他们夫妻两个只有一个儿子。
And they only have one son.
这个儿子在二战中牺牲了。
And this son sacrificed his life in the World War II.
他的母亲也因悲伤过度，也没几年也就过世了。
And his mother passed away because he's very sad about his son's death.
只留下这个老人。
The only person left is this rich gentleman.
他过世之前就写了一份遗嘱。
Before he died, he have write a letter.
他告诉律师他的财产要公开拍卖。
He told his lawyer he want to auction off all his properties.
他有很多的财产。
And he have lots of property.
他有庄园，他有城堡。他也有很多的古董。
He had farm, he had castle, he also have a lot of antique.
所以拍卖那天，方圆几里的那些人都到这里来参加这个拍卖会。
So during the auction day, everybody around it come to the auction.
因为大家都想从这里得到一些宝物。
Because everybody want to find treasure during the auction.
因为甚至他的城堡他的庄园都在拍卖。
Even his farm and castle is in auction.
在拍卖的人群中有一个老人。
Among the old people there is one old person.
这个人是这家主人的管家。
And this old person is the person who helped to take care of the family.
The steward.
The steward.
他没有很多钱。
And the steward doesn't have much money.
他也参加了拍卖会。
But he came to the auction as well.
他看到很多的东西，他知道他也买不起。
He saw many things he knows he can't afford it.
但是他看到了其中有一张他儿子这个主人的儿子的画像。
But among the item he saw there's a drawing of the old guy's son.
他也没有多少钱，他就拿了这个画像，他说出了一个价。
And so he doesn't have much money, so he just takes this drawing and gives a price.
没有人跟他争。
Nobody fighting with him.
因为谁都对这个儿子的画像没有兴趣。
Because nobody have any interest toward this drawing of the son.
所以他用很好的价钱成功的买到了这个画像。
So he used a very little money to get this drawing.
当他一拿到这个画像
，When he get this drawing,
律师就马上把锤子。敲了一下，他说：“全部的拍卖到此停止。”
So when you get destroyed, the lawyer and have ring and tell everybody the auction is off.
律师把老人的遗嘱打开。
And then he opened the letter that the old guy had given to the lawyer.
这个老人的遗嘱书说得清清楚楚，谁拿到儿子就拿到一切。
So in the letter, say very carefully, clearly says that whoever take the son, take everything.
上帝的心意全在他儿子。
And because God's will is all in His Son.
得到了儿子，就得到了一切。
Who have received His Son, receive everything.
所以圣诞节为什么这么重要？
And this is why Christmas is so important.
圣子将他的独生子赐给他们。
And because God have given His only Son to them.
所以我们知道，神的心意，他是爱，他爱到他的极致。是把他的独生爱子赐下，并且我们也知道，赐下了以后，让他上了十字架。
And we know that the ultimate love of God is giving His only Son for us, and also led His Son to be nailed on the cross.
叫一切信他的
，whoever believes in Him.
叫一切信他的
，whoever believes in Him.
他把这个儿子是赐给所有人。
He have given his son to everybody.
神愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
So God is willing to let everybody be saved.
神要他的儿子的生命能够让所有的人来分享。让他儿子的宝血来遮盖所有的人。
God is willing to let everybody share His Son's love, willing to let His Son's blood wash everybody's sin.
所以一切叫一切 whoever.
So it says whoever
叫一切信他儿子的人。
So it says here whoever believes in Him.
这里面就是一个最重要的字，就是信。
Over here, the most important thing is belief.
叫一切信他的。
Whoever believes in him.
神愿意所有的人信他儿子，得到他儿子的生命，但是人的反应不一样。
God is willing to let everybody believe in him, but everybody's reaction is different.
因为没有自由意志。
Because everybody have their own will.
他可以选择信，也可以选择不信。
They can choose believe or not believe.
啊，神没有说你不信，我就马上惩罚你啊。
God didn't say that if you don't believe, I'll punish you right away.
叫一切信他的。
But call whoever believe in him.
因着人。的反应不同。
And because people have different reaction.
神爱世人，这个世人就因此开始分成两类不同的人。
And so God loved the world, and because different reaction is separated in two parts.
我们人群中啊，有男人、女人，好人、坏人，中国人、美国人啊，古人、今人等等，我们有很多的分法。
And among us, there are different categories. There's male, female, American, Chinese, young, old. There are many ways to divide us up.
但是因着儿子下来，世界上只有两类人，不管你是老人、年轻人、中国人、美国人，有文化的人、没有文化的人，有社会地位的人、没有社会地位的人，所有的在神因着他的儿子就分成两类人，没有第三类。
But in God's view, there's only two kind of people: people who believe, people who don't believe his son.
我们讲 Olympia 有好几种人嘛。
Like in Olympia, we have many kind of people.
但从神看来 ，Olympia 只有两种人，整个美国人只有两种人，中国人只有两种人，这世界只有两种人。
But in God's eye, there's only two kinds of people.
一种是信他儿子，一种是不信他儿子。
One is believer, one is non-believer of his son.
按圣经，耶稣自己下来讲，一种就是重生得救，一种就是没有重生得救。
So in the Bible, it says there are two types of people. One is born again, the other one is not born again.
为什么耶稣用重生呢？
Why Jesus used born again?
因为他赐下来是一个生命，对不对？是一个生命。
Because when he came down, it's a life.
生命是生出来的。
Life is a birth.
生命是生出来的。
Life is from birth.
所以因着耶稣基督的道成肉身，因着这个圣诞节，世界分成了两类人，而且是从现在一直到永远，如果不悔改就是两类。
So from Jesus' birth it's only separate in two people, born again or not born again.
我们很高兴上个礼拜天我们有11位弟兄姊妹，
We are very happy. We have 11 brother and sister baptized last Sunday.
耶稣讲过，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus say, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born again.
所以耶稣下来，他要让我们得到这个生命，让我们能够明白属天的事，让我们能够进入神的国。
And Jesus come down to earth for us to get to know Him, get to know God, and able to enter heaven's gate.
这个属灵的世界，没有他儿子下来，我们是看不见的。
This spiritual world is invisible for us unless His Son come down to earth.
所以大家如果读约翰福音三章的时候，尼哥底母他想来见神的国，耶稣要他重生。
So if you remember in the John chapter 3 and he, a woman wanted to see heaven's gate and Jesus wanted him reborn,
叫一切信他的
as whoever is seeking him,
神愿意所有人都信，一个都不漏。
God willing for everybody to believe in him.
这是神的心。
And that's God's will.
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
他希望人像呼吸空气那样来呼吸他的儿子的生命。
He want everybody breathe Jesus' life as they breathe in the air.
但是神又非常尊重人的自由意志。
But also God respect God, everybody's personal will.
为什么尊重人的自由意志啊？
Why they respect everybody's own will?
尊重人的自由意志，世界上多大的灾难啊！
And because people's own will create so many disasters in the world.
这个世界到今天这个地步，就是人不正当的运用他的自由意志造成的后果。
And there's many disasters creating life. It's all result of how people use their own will.
为什么神要尊重人的自由意志？
But why God respect person's own will?
神照着他的形象和样式造的，把自由意志，他的自由意志造到人里面，所以他要尊重人的自由意志。
Because God creates in His own image, even put His will in the image, so He respect.
神愿意万人得救。
But God is willing to save everybody.
但是人对儿子反应有不同。
But everybody have a different reaction toward that.
有重生的，也没有，有没有重生的。
And the difference between born again and not born again.
所以大家如果记得尼哥底母的时候，尼哥底母对圣经非常熟的，旧约圣经。
Yes, so if you remember in the Old Testament, Nicodemus is familiar, very familiar with the Bible.
他晚上来见耶稣。
He came to see Jesus at night.
他想知道天上的事。
He wants to know about heaven.
耶稣就跟他说：“你要重生。”
Jesus tell him, "You have to reborn."
你对我是怎么反应？
And it depends on your reaction to me.
尼哥底母当时没听懂。
At that time, he does not understand.
他说：“怎能有这事呢？”他以为要到母亲肚子里要生出来，他妈妈可能当时也不在。
And say, "How does that work? My mom is probably not alive to give me birth again."
他没听懂。
He does not understand.
但是记住，如果你读到约翰福音后期的时候，耶稣钉十字架。埋葬，他的门徒都跑掉了，除了约翰。
So if you remember the later chapter in John, when he was nailed on cross, all his disciples ran away except John.
都怕自己被牵连。
And all the disciples are worried about they will be punished as well.
谁站出来了？
And nobody stand up.
约翰福音谁站出来了？尼哥底母。
So this is the person that who didn't understand, he stand up.
他向比拉多。去要耶稣的尸体，要用香膏膏。
And he go ask for Jesus' body.
不得了啊，这个老人。
And this person is very special.
一个人只要凭着一个诚实的心来见过耶稣，听过耶稣讲几句话，你当时不懂，你以后都会重生的。
So even
有大力量。
So even the person does not understand the moment, even a short moment, but God have the power. He know one day.
所以有时候我跟学生或者福音朋友讲的时候，你不要想到信不信，你来看看耶稣啊，那个有 power 的。
So many times I talk to the students and whoever come to church that you don't have to think about whether you believe or not, just come, there's the power.
尼哥底母跟耶稣的对话，到约翰福音三章，他最后一句话，他就是怎么。能有这样的事呢？没听懂。
And just like what this person, he say he does not understand the reborn.
但是他最后站出来，一个果子结出来。
But in the end, he stand up, let the fruit mature.
叫一切信他的信。
Let whoever believe him.
啊，有人说我信了，就完事了。一次相信，永远得救。
And many people say that, well, maybe I believe, that's it.
是不是这样子？
Is that how it work?
我上次跟大家讲过，基督徒的路是称义、成圣得荣耀。
Last time I have talked to everybody that in the Christian's life, it's all about the righteousness and holiness and receive the glory.
因信称义在这里。
And because believe, we have the righteousness.
还有因信成圣。
Because of belief, we become holy.
因信得荣耀。
And because of belief, again, we receive glory.
这个信不是你接受主的那次头脑里信了就完事了。
And this belief is not just happened during baptism.
这是一直在信，本于信，以至于信。
So this is a continued journey of belief.
叫一切信他的，是讲这个信。
As whoever believe in him.
Believe in, 刚刚听到 believe in, 不是 believe him, believe in him, 信进去了。
It is believe in him, it's not believing him.
这个信是一直在慢慢的成长，长大。
And this belief is continual growth.
所以我们讲是一条信心的路。
And we say this is the path of belief.
不是信心的点。
It's not the point of belief.
所以受洗是什么？是开学，不是毕业，对吧？
So the baptism is just the beginning of the school, but it's not graduation.
还在信。
Even now we in belief.
环境不好了，我们还能不能信？
Even the environment is bad, do we still believe?
遭了天灾人祸，我们还能不能信？
Even among crisis, are we in belief?
这个是耶稣讲的，叫一切信他的人信。
And this is what Jesus say, whoever believe in him.
啊，我以前也是，作为一个读书人就讲信，就是理性上接受耶稣是神，耶稣为我死，耶稣的宝血遮盖我的罪，我懂了，信了。
So like before, as a scholar, the belief to me is understanding.
那个其实还是可能这里都还不到。
And maybe it's not even belief, not the beginning of the belief.
所以叫一切信他的，是信到他的生命里面去，与他合而为一的这种信。
So whoever believes in him is the one that believes in him, his life.
这不是一条容易的路。
And this is not an easy path.
但是是一条荣耀的路。
But it's a very glorified path.
你觉得世界上除了这条路以外，还有什么更荣耀的路吗？
Is there any other path that's more glory than this one?
我现在算老年了吧，啊。回头看看，好像也没有什么更荣耀的路。
As I'm getting older, I'm looking back in my life, there's nothing more glorified than this path.
钱、权、名、利，荣耀吧。
And money, power, famous, are they glory?
得这些东西都要花代价的。
When you receive those things, you have to pay for something.
何况这种荣耀，这个荣耀在哪里啊？
And this glory, where is it?
他把荣耀从天上带下来，就要把人带到荣耀里去，带上去。
He bring the glory down to earth and bring people back to glory.
不得了的事情啊。
And this is amazing.
叫一切信他的，干什么？不至灭亡，反得永生。
Shall not perish but have eternal life.
因着儿子下来，两类人。
Because the son come down, divided in two kind of person.
因着儿子下来，两个结局。
Because the son come down, there's two endings.
一个是灭亡。
One is perish.
一个是永生。
One is eternal life.
一个是永死。
One is a death forever.
一个是永生。
The other one is eternal life.
儿子下来就做了这件事情。
And that's what the power of Jesus came down.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Not only not perish, but have eternal life.
我以前读这句话还不太理解。
When I first read this verse, I don't really understand.
我觉得人是中心的。
And I think the people is the center.
耶稣下来了。
When Jesus come,
那神看我们对耶稣的反应，如果相信了耶稣，就把你送到天堂里去。
So I thought that, so God is one side and person the other side. So if you believe in Him, He will send you to heaven.
如果你不相信或者不接收，就把你送到地狱里去。
If you don't believe Him, He sends you to the
hell.
Yeah.
我原来是这样子认为的。
And that's what my original thinking is.
其实读了圣经是不是这样子啊？
But after I read through the Bible,
从来没有把我们往地狱里推。
And I realized that God never pushed me to the hell.
神爱世的。
Because God loved the world.
人从伊甸园犯罪被赶出来以后，就是直线的往地狱里跑。
So when people sin from Garden of Eve, the Garden of Eden, they come straight to the hell.
只有一个结局，如果儿子不下来，所有的人只有一个结局，从伊甸园一直走到地狱，一直堕落到地狱。我们说人的堕落。
If God's son didn't come down, we only have one ending, which is going to hell.
不是神要把我们推到地狱。我们已经要到地狱去。
And this is not because God sent us to hell, because we are already going to hell because we sin.
所以神把耶稣赐下来是干什么？
So what's the reason why Jesus come to earth?
是拯救。
It's to come save us.
愿意接受他的拯救，愿意他的保，接受他的宝血，愿意得到他生命的神，让他到永生里去。
So whoever is willing to be saved, willing to be washed by his blood, he's going to have eternal life.
不是耶稣把人推到地狱里去，人本身就是到地狱里去。
Not because Jesus or God sent us to hell, because we are walking toward hell.
啊，有人说你怎么知道有地狱？
And somebody asked, how do you know there's hell?
你不知道所有的人不信耶稣就到地狱里去。
Well, how do you know whoever don't believe in Christ is going to hell?
我们来看段圣经。
Let's read the chapter.
我们一起读好吧，诗篇，摩西写的九十篇第七到第十节，啊，我们也一起来读，我们就中文读吧，因为时间关系，英文就不读了。我们中文一起来读，好吧？来，我们因你的怒气而消亡，因你的愤怒而惊惶，你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前。将我们的隐恶摆在你眼光之中，我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。这是一个堕落，正在堕落的人的一个叹息。
So in Psalm 19:7, it's expression of on our path to hell.
我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
And our life in the earth is just like a sigh.
就像那个物体往下掉，非常的快，一声叹息，人没有了。
It's just like an object falling from the air to the ground. It's very fast, like a sigh, disappear.
劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
So all the hardship and all the work we have done is gone.
这个世界上过来的人，你去问问他，大部分都是一声叹息。
If you ask the elderly, you were asking about his life, he would say the life is kind of like a sigh.
没有平安，没有喜乐。
There's no peace, there's no joy.
就是因为这样，神把他的儿子赐下来。
And just because this, God has sent his beloved son.
所以因着这一点，神有普世的恩典，我们刚刚讲过，神爱世，也有救赎恩典。
And because this,We have saw the universal grace and the saving grace.
我们基督徒要感恩。
As a Christian, we have to be grateful.
最大的恩典是什么？
What is the biggest grace?
我们要感谢主耶稣的救恩。
We have to be grateful for God's salvation.
感谢天父把他的儿子赐给我们。
We are thankful for God sent His beloved Son.
我们当然也感谢普世恩典。
We also grateful for the universal grace. And we, like we pray before the meal. Everybody eat. But they does not understand that's the universal grace. And they thought the meal is a natural need and I earn it.
所以基督徒是一个感恩的。
But Christian is a grateful person.
他感谢主的救恩，也感谢神天父世界的普世恩典。
We are grateful for Jesus' salvation, also God's universal grace.
一个感恩的人就是一个有平安的人，有喜乐的人。你说一个感恩的人活得多潇洒，他不抱怨，他不叹息，不忧虑，成天就充满了感恩。你说这样的人。
A thankful person is full of thankfulness and happiness and with no regret and complaint. And he even lives longer in the world.
耶稣这样讲，我们一起来读好吧。来，我来了，是要叫羊得生命，
并且得了这个丰盛。
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
耶稣讲得很清楚，我来是给羊得生命。
And it says very clearly here, I come here to have life.
这个生命里面有恩典，有真理，有圣洁，有公义，有律法的成全。
In this life is for grace, love, and righteousness and law.
He is all in all.
It is all in all.
基督是一切，又在一切之中。我来了，就是要羊，要羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I come here so they might have life and have it to the full.
这个生命在哪里？这个生命是来自耶稣基督，却隐藏在圣经中。
And this life is in Jesus Christ, it's hidden in the Bible.
我们信了主，接受了主。
When we believe in Jesus Christ,
我们要读圣经。
We have to read Bible.
因为我们只能从圣经中认识主。
Because we can only understand God through Bible.
我们从圣经中可以效法。
From the Bible, we can learn a Lord, learn about our Lord.
所以我月份要开一个主日学。
So in January, I'm going to have a Bible study, a Sunday school.
Sunday school, 就是讲怎么从圣经中认识耶稣，读出耶稣，效法耶稣。
And the Sunday school is about how to learn about God through Bible.
课程大概五个月。
And it's about 5 months of teaching.
从一月十二号开始。
A beginning from January 12th.
就不是下个礼拜天，再下个礼拜天。
The Sunday after next Sunday.
报名的弟兄姊妹，就是那天9:15到主日学教室就算报名了。
And so you can register by showing up in January 12th.
因为我觉得这个信仰当中没有什么比认识耶稣更重要。
Because I think that in this Christianity, knowing about our Lord is the most important thing.
唯独耶稣。
Only Jesus. Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we are thankful for you.During this holiday season,
让我们回想圣诞节的意义和感恩节。
And let us think about the true meaning of Christmas and Thanksgiving.
我们知道你道成肉身，就是将这个生命要赐给我们。
We know you come down to earth is to bring the life for us.
因为所有你的美善都在你儿子的生命里。
Because all the good thing is coming from your son's life.We thank you for you.
求主让我们在新的一年中。
We ask for your guidance in our new year.
靠着你的恩典。
Lean on your grace.
能够真正认识。
So we can get to know you more.
成为一个新造的。
And become a person that's reborn.
因为你说过，在你里面一切都是新造。
Because you say.In you, everything is reborn.
求主帮助我们，带领我们。
God please help us, lead us.
一起进入2020.
And continue going to 2020.
在新的一年中。
In this new year.
用圣灵开启我们的眼睛。
Please open our eye with Holy Spirit.
让耶稣成为我们个人的主，家庭的主，教会的主。
Let Jesus.Between the Lord of our church, our family. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 好，感谢，感谢主，谢谢经，今天早上美好的信息，像爱的信息啊。我们的信仰的这本质就是爱啊。约翰一书4:4说，神定义神是什么？神就是爱。
Yeah, and that's the base of our belief. It's all from love.
说我们认识耶稣啊，得新生命，那永不朽坏的生命。
And when we believe in Jesus Christ, we receive the life, the eternal life.
感谢主。
And we stay very thankful for our Lord.
好，我们起立唱，我们一起来唱三一组。
Let's stand up and sing together. Please be seated.
今天在我们当中有没有第一次来到我们教会的弟兄姊妹和朋友？
Let's welcome our new friends.
站立自我介绍一下。
If you're new to the church, please stand up and introduce yourself.
一位。欢迎你，欢迎你到这里来。三弟兄，船长啊，介绍船长。我们来到奥林匹亚，我们的同胞的。欢迎你们常来啊！这边有吗？你们漏掉了，新朋友。深爱大家，祝新年快乐！没有的话，我们现在有一个报告哈，牧师要来到前面介绍，我们有一个新年的一个活动在这里。
Now we're going to have an announcement about the New Year activity. And the time flies, and even the calendar right now is still 1999. Couple of days, we're going to change to 2020.
很多人都说不知道这个计算机能不能1999变成2000。他说不知道会发生什么事情。
And just recall, 20 years ago, we don't know whether the computer will recognize from 1990 to 2000.
有的人说神会不会在2000年就来了。
And some people were wondering whether the God coming in 2000.
我们已经跨了到2019年，很快就要进到2020年。
Now is entering to 2020.
所以我们教会呢，在2019年